As pandemic-era restrictions have eased and COVID cases continue to remain low in Massachusetts, Springfield this week reopened its 7 branch libraries.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
All right.
Miss you guys.
Springfield Library employees welcome people back to their neighborhood libraries for the first time in more than 15 months. At the East Forest Park Branch Library, Stella Morgan came in with her 2 daughters to return books they'd borrowed in March 2020, just before the libraries closed because of the coronavirus pandemic.
And they kept reading the same book over and over again till they got tired. And they're like, oh, I've got tired. I read it like 5 times. I'm so tired. So, yes, we're thrilled that it's open, that they can finally pick out some books and read and explore.
During the shutdown of the library building's curbside pickup of books and other materials was offered, reference services were available online, and downloads of e-books and streaming movies grew in frequency, said Matthew Jaquith, the supervising librarian at East Forest Park.
Some people were not able to make the transition to an electronic service. And we did miss them, and they missed us. We stayed in touch through email and telephone for those who weren't actually able to use a more rich digital service.
City officials are confident it is safe to reopen the branch libraries, said Jean Canosa Albano, Assistant Director for Public Services at the Springfield City Library.
We're fortunate in that cases are down, so we felt it was the right time to open the doors in consultation with all the experts, to reopen the doors and get people in here. And people are just streaming in. They can't wait.
New air filtration machines have been installed in each library building. Following the recommendation of health officials, the hours the libraries are open to the public have been reduced to weekday afternoons and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. No in-person activities such as book clubs are being scheduled inside the buildings. The libraries are following CDC guidelines when it comes to face masks, said Canosa Albano.
People who are not vaccinated are still encouraged to wear a mask, but we won't be throwing anybody out for not wearing a mask. So when you come in, you may see a staff member masked up or not masked up.
The libraries will continue to provide curbside pickup. Using federal COVID relief money, mobile Wi-Fi hotspot devices are being obtained to expand public access to the library's digital offerings.
Some of the things that we learned over the time of the shutdown were that it was really handy for a lot of people, convenient or desirable, to attend programs virtually. So we will be making a balance between in-person and virtual and offering options there. And as always, we continue assessing to see what people are really interested in.
While some of the changes put in place because of the pandemic could become permanent, Canosa Albano said there will be no replacing the experience of a visit to the local library.
It's not the same thing. That's right. It's very tactile oftentimes. And people come in and they see people that they know, or they come in and they meet people that they didn't know. And it's not so easy to do that online.
On his first day back in a library in more than 15 months, Keith Modesti said it was wonderful.
Sitting down and just reading within the library walls, I love that. And it's just the quietness of the library. I really enjoyed that.
While the city's 7 branch libraries are all open, the central library building is not expected to reopen until September because it does not have air conditioning. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.